This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Logan from Tacoma is. Logan, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going?
So good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Logan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What type of creature is a barracuda?
Fish.
Correct. The opening day for the Mariners is this Thursday against what team?
Athletics?
No.
Pass.
Which member of the Beatles narrated the first series of Thomas the Tank Engine on TV?
George Harrison?
No.
Paul McCartney?
No.
Ringo Starr?
Correct. What is the only number that has the same amount of letters as the number?
13?
No.
8?
No.
No. Pass.
What Friends actor voices Melman in the animated movie Madagascar?
I'll pass.
Area 51 is located in which U.S. state?
Nevada.
Correct. Hot Fuss and Sam's Town are albums by what band?
Oh, Hot Fuss.
What?
Pass.
Who co-created the sitcom Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld?
Larry Allen?
No. Logan, that was so close with that last one there. But you got 3 correct.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that.
You know what, Logan? I would just like to remind you.
I had to before you guys did.
I've played Beat Migs twice, and you got more than I got on my first try. So don't feel that bad.
And the answer to that one was 4.
Whoa! Don't say it.
Oh, my goodness. Steve was almost ready there. Oh,
he did not hear. Bad, he did not hear.
I did not hear it because Danny just
good,
yelled
I didn't blow
at me.
It.
I don't even think I heard it.
My heart's racing now.
I know.
That was rather aggressive, man.
You're welcome.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What type of creature is a barracuda?
Barracuda. A cat.
No.
A cougar.
No.
Tiger.
No. The opening day for the Mariners is this Thursday against what team?
The stupid Boston Red Sox.
Correct. Which member of the Beatles narrated the first season of Thomas the Tank Engine on TV?
I'm going to go Ringo Starr.
Correct. What is the only number that has the same amount of letters as the number?
69.
No.
Oh, I think I'm off by a couple on that one.
Just a little.
One? No, wait, that's a stupid answer.
No.
4.
Yes! What Friends actor voices Melman in the animated movie Madagascar?
Ross. David Schwimmer?
Yes. Area 51 is located in which U.S. state?
New Mexico?
No.
Nevada.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hot Fuss and Sam's Town are albums by what band?
There are only two good records, The Killers.
Correct. Who co-created the sitcom Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld?
Larry David.
Yes. How many major islands make up Hawaii?
Oh, crap. Five?
No.
Four?
No.
Six?
No.
I don't know. I've only been to three of them.
It doesn't matter because you got seven correct, which is a big win. 7-3.
Yes.
So sorry, Logan.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
He did know the creature that's a barracuda. It's a fish.
I thought it was like a...
Are you thinking of a puma?
No, I was thinking barracuda. I don't know why. For some reason, this is my stupid logic. I thought that the band Heart was singing about like a wild cat.
They're singing about a wild fish.
Yeah, it doesn't sound nearly as badass as I've always thought
actually,
it was.
Actually, maybe they're singing about the car of the barracuda.
Oh, you're probably right.
I don't think it's a fish.
Yeah. Honestly, because I was shocked to find out it was a fish, too. Yeah, I was like, that's way less exciting.
I just thought it was like part of like the cheetah, you know, family. Jaguar. Yeah, like just like this crazy cat that's out in the wild. It'll just rip your body up.
Yeah, a little feisty.
Yeah.
Not just a basic-ass fish. How many major islands make up Hawaii? There's eight.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that either till this question. And it doesn't matter because you still won against Logan very badly.
Thank you.
You did great, Steve. Congratulations.
I tried my hardest for you guys. Wow. Successful.
Well, on the heels of that popular show, there's a very popular game show, and it's shared that they keep emergency sweatpants on the set just in case a contestant pees their pants. We're going to tell you which show does this after the Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a former Price is Right producer who is giving us a bit of a peek behind the curtain, if you will.
And the Price is Right is your, that's your goat, right, Sarah?
Yes.
Of all game shows, she would put that at the top of the list, which I'm not going to argue with. Like, that's right up there with me as well.
And on my bucket list to be on someday.
You've got to do that.
I tried. They didn't pick me.
She was in the audience.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just don't think you were wearing a cool enough sweater.
I probably wasn't, or being obnoxious or crazy.
No, you're definitely doing that. Yeah, we're not going to question that part. I think it was more the sweater.
The Price is Right. It's like chicken soup for the soul for a lot of people, because I think we stayed home as kids and watched it when we were homesick from school.
Who's your host for you?
Oh, Bob Barker, for sure.
Bob Barker, yeah. Yeah. Would you carry then, Sarah? Is that yours? Or would you still lean more? Barker in his prime, of course.
Yes, Barker in his prime. But Drew Carey is actually, I'm impressed with how he's taken over.
Does he still use the skinny mic?
Yes.
Nice.
I just think Drew Carey's very funny, and he pokes fun at the contestants a lot more than Bob Barker ever did. So I do enjoy that part of him as the host. But this former producer has said that the show is prepared for if a contestant would maybe accidentally pee their pants by having sweatpants available.
That makes me think that it's happened at some point. You know, a lot of times when you read like warning labels, you're like, why are they listed as a warning label? And you realize at some point somebody decided to like put the glue in their eye, and then they realize we need to put a warning to let people know, hey, do not put this anywhere near your body parts that open and close. So you would think that maybe somebody got so fired up that they were on The Price is Right. I wonder if there's video footage like where you could see like the pants are changing colors.
Well, this guy, Mike Richards, the former producer, says that he never saw it happen.
Oh.
So, maybe it never happened on his watch. Maybe it happened before his time.
Is it the same pair of sweatpants that they've just been sitting there all this time?
Just crusty old sweatpants.
Well, I hope they're in a package.
Oh, yeah. There you go. But they said they had a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case.
I think that's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, speaking of...
peeing your pants?
Yes. I have a crazy story for you. Okay. Do you remember? It's nothing awful. Don't worry. It's nothing involving me either, although I have those stories, but I'm not going down that road. It was almost like a game show, but it happened live at a concert, and it involved going number one in your pants. And it was the band The Bloodhound Gang, who I've seen a couple of times. Never disappoint. I wish they would go on the road again, because honestly, they're up there with like Steel Panther, where it's a concert, but it's more of a performance when they're up there.
There's a ton of comedy involved.
A crap ton. Like the in-between song banter, almost like Blink 182. I forgot, since Tom is now back with the band, I forgot how funny that band was when it was Mark and Tom up on stage just cutting, you know, cracking jokes. And I recently watched their Lollapalooza performance in like, was it Argentina? Somewhere in another country, and it was hilarious listening to those two. It's Bloodhound Gang, just like that. But they would do a thing in between every song where, like, who wants to make $20? And the crowd, of course, would be like, oh, I want to do it. So they'd have, like, all right, you're at one side of the stage, you're at the other. You have to crowd surf from the stage to the back of the room, which was Deviate. I don't know if you remember that club. It was a club in downtown Seattle.
Okay.
It was a cool spot. And whoever makes it back first wins the tickets or wins the $20. So they did it again. They're like, who wants to win $20? This kid's like, hands goes up. All right, get on stage. Now he's standing there and they pull out one of those little kiddie pools. Like the little small kid pools, like the plastic ones. It's like, okay, stand on that. And they're like, all right. And they had like, I think like Mountain Dew, like a case of Mountain Dew or something stupid. It's like, you have until the end of the song to pee your pants. And if you do, you win $20 and a t-shirt.
$20?
And a t-shirt. And sure, he agreed. And so now we're watching them play one of their songs. And it was the most exciting live performance I think I've ever witnessed, because the entire room are watching this guy, enjoying the music and watching him, hoping he succeeds. And he's standing there chugging Mountain Dews and just standing there like, I'm trying. And it was almost like it was a Disney movie. Granted, this is a weird premise for a Disney movie. It was right at the end of the song, like the last chorus that they're playing. All of a sudden, you just see his pants go from like light blue to dark blue.
No.
And the place erupts. Like, we're all like,
and that guy's $20 richer.
You're freaking out. He gets the 20 bucks. He jumps back in the crowd. We're like, no, don't do that.
Oh, okay, so question.
They didn't have sweatpants for him.
No. Question for you. Is there a band that you would jump on stage and pee your pants for?
Pearl Jam.
You would, if they were like $20.
No, I want one of Eddie's tambourines. I'm on a quest. One
but
day
you would
I
do
would.
It.
I would 100%.
You would pee your pants on stage at Climate Pledge Arena.
No questions
next
asked.
Month or no in May.
Yeah.
If they offered you a tambourine.
Well, yeah, because good luck trying to get that band. They're a little too cool for school, I think, to agree. Hey, let's bring up Steve Miggs and we're gonna pee your pants. We'll give you my. I don't know why he's Elvis all of a sudden, but hey, hubba hubba, Steve Miggs gonna pee his pants for a tambourine.
Rockaholics,
would
you
do
listening.
It, Danny? Oh. Is there a band?
Well,
Blink 182.
So, pee the pants, sure. I was thinking, I thought you were going to go down the other route of Goldfinger.
Mm. Oh, I've witnessed that one, too.
That one's crazy, and I remember being the one in the crowd being like, I'll do it. They never picked me.
Oh. Shout out to my dude, Alan, who he knows who I'm talking about. The guy many years I worked at the end. He did go up on stage. I can't tell you what he did.
No.
But it involved the Twinkie.
Yeah.
What?
Yep, and they did it every show.
Yes.
That ever. And yeah, I can tell you guys off air.
Okay. You have piqued my curiosity.
Turn off the mics. Tell them right now. And then tell them real quick.
Okay, ready?
50.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
That's rockin' frickin'
no.
roll.
That was Goldfinger?
That was Goldfinger.
Holy
well, I mean,
dope.
Twinkies are gold. It makes sense.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I've never eaten a Twinkie ever since. And I blame Goldfinger for that.
I'm so disturbed. Like, I didn't expect all of that story or what you just told us, Danny. That's next level.
And there was a guy who did it at one of our radio festivals when I worked at the end. And he would call in, and whenever he would call in, he's like, hey, Steve, it's Alan. You know the guy? I'm like, I know who you are, Alan.
Oh, no.
And he would do that for years. Like, he went on, he's like, done great things in his life. I think he joined the military. It didn't matter. He would call in. Hey, dude, it's Alan. You remember the... yes, I know who you are.
Of all the great accomplishments in his life, that is at the top of the list.
Why not?
Oh, my Lord. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Follow us on social media at Daily Migs. I can't tell you how many people sent me this video. It's of an 8-year-old named Jackson who has gone viral because of a video where he is showing that he knows more about farming equipment than the people at this. It looks like it's some sort of a convention where they're like selling and displaying massive amounts of farm equipment.
Taryn, I saw this video yesterday and I almost forwarded it to you as well. Like, the first thing I thought was, this is basically Barrett's doppelganger.
It really is.
Maybe not in like looks, but just in attitude and excitement for farm and like random, like, you know, farming type vehicles.
And even his outfit, he's got his little like John Deere hat on. He's got his collared shirt tucked into his jeans. I think he's wearing some sort of like a fanny pack or something. He's got boots on. He is the cutest kid.
This kid is basically like a child version of a grandpa.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he's quizzing the farm equipment salesman about the various features of the tractor.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe that's 172 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably
good. If I'm going to Little Grants, I want to be comfortable. I want to be in air conditioning.
I like all the stuff you got here. Interact, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
Oh, my God.
I swear, I feel like his grandpa dressed him to dress him just like him.
Oh,
he's got
God.
He's got like the cell phone holster on his belt loop. You know, like, I mean, like a lot of grandpas will rock, or even my dad rocks that as well. And there he is, just tucked in, button-down shirt.
There was another
John
one.
John Deere hat.
There was like another clip of him talking to somebody that was like, I don't know if it was like a whatever they all are that bales the hay, a hay baler. I don't know what you call it. But he's like asking how many bales of hay it can do in a certain amount of time. And he's just so inquisitive and genuinely excited about all of this equipment.
Okay, so we know you've been having some issues with Barrett at martial arts. I think you need to pull him from that and just take him to tractor conventions. And I think you'll find his concentration is right there.
I don't know. Just take him to Home Depot and have him work there.
He'd be great. When we took him to the Deming logging show last year, you guys, it was the most excited I'd ever seen him in his life. And he was coming unglued. I should see if I can find video of Barrett, because he'd come around the corner and see some new piece of equipment that I didn't know what it was called, and he'd call it out for what it was.
If you're John Deere, the company, how do you not reach out to his parents and say, can we just do a commercial with this kid? Or can we just hook him up with a bunch of stuff? Right. Like what he just did for us right there. I'm even looking at some of the comments. And one person wrote, I learned more about John Deere equipment in 2 minutes than in my whole life. They need to make this guy a spokesperson.
They really do. He's adorable.
And I guess the one he was looking at is $700,000.
Dang.
One piece of equipment. That's what according to these comments. Because at one point, like, he hears the price and he just looks down. He's like, help you up. He had the same reaction I would when someone says it's worth that much.
Why? I mean, do you finance that?
I don't know. I don't know if his parents have that kind of money.
What are the monthly payments on a $700,000 tractor?
That is a price tag right there.
Yeah, it is.
But it's the cell phone on the belt loop. I just love that about this kid. I hope he never changes.
Stay the same, kid. Never grow up.
Well, he already did. That's the problem. He's already grown up to a 90-year-old man.
Rockaholics, we know that you are massive fans of music, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if so, you could win tickets to the Black Crowes. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. And it is time that we let you know that it's the Black Crowes tickets that we're playing for this week. All week long, they're going to be at McCall Hall on April 15th. I got to see them last year for the very first time. It was one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Well, I saw them back in college. They were amazing. I saw them, and the show that I saw them wasn't the best, but I've been hearing that their last several tours had just been next level.
Totally. So it's going to be a great show. Kyle in Bellingham is our contestant, and we hope that you get to see this show, Kyle.
Well, thank you. I've seen them 4 times. Absolutely. Great shows.
Nice. So McCall Hall, that'd be a good spot to see them at. That's for sure.
I've never been there.
All right. Well, you got to get both songs right this morning to win the tickets. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, and this is where you could get shook, a member of our show at random must get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get the tickets. So let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, it's on Taryn. Will it stay on Taryn?
Yes.
Yes.
2 days in a row.
Look at you.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
You've got the magic touch.
Kyle, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first clip.
Oh, that's easy.
I can help you, Kyle.
I like how
I'm
making
it. I'm going to take you off speaker.
Okay, take us off speakerphone, and then Daniel will play the clip for you again. Are you ready?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm hearing it right in my phone here.
We can play it one more time.
Again?
I can help you with this.
Yeah, it just sounds crappy through my phone speaker.
Well, I can help you. The band's lead singer is Dave Grohl.
Wow. Yes. That is a great hint. How'd you come up with that?
I would have to guess Foo Fighters.
Okay. And the...
Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
And the song is about... Okay, the first word of the song is what you use a clock to tell.
Well, that would be time.
If you put an S on the end of that.
Okay, come on. Kyle, do you think you know it? Based with those hints.
I don't.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No. I think you gave him good enough clues.
It was Times Like These. Sorry, Kyle.
Kyle, we love you.
Did you get the song pretty good?
Immediately. Yeah. This is one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs.
It's a great one.
Absolutely. And it's one of those ones when you see it live, you just kind of like, you just feel the, there's always like, you know, Dave Grohl always does a great time of like a job of doing like a storyteller's type of a thing. And I can't remember what, he told like a story and I went into that and I was just like, oh man, I'm feeling this one.
206-803-ROCK. Caller 9 will get the tickets to see the Black Crowes April 15th at McCall Hall.
I feel bad because he's seen them 4 times. Sounds like he really wanted to see the Black Crowes.
You know what I really like about the Black Crowes is their outfits. They always have such slick wardrobe situations going on. It's rad.
Well, it looks like they're still stuck in the 70s.
Which I love. I love a throwback.
Yeah. And oh, dude, Chris Robinson, the lead singer, he's got like the ultimate rock star voice.
And he kind of cracks me up because when he's not on stage, he seems very like reserved and, you know...
Unless you're related to him, because I hear that him and his brother don't always see eye to eye.
Tumultuous relationship.
But, hey, they're making it happen now. They're back on the... I mean, the only bummer is, this is because I'm a nerd with music and with drummers. Like, they're not on tour with, like, the... I wish they could go on tour with the original members, especially their drummer. The drummer is so good. I mean, he didn't do anything like that was, like, that stands out for how awesome he was. He just laid down such a great groove. I would love to see him back behind the kit.
Well, never say never.
Well, I think he's busy doing other stuff. He wrote a book. I think he does radio now.
What?
Like sports radio, I think, in Boston.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but I know he's doing sports radio somewhere.
Well, Rockaholics, if there is something that we have touched on this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We are going to check in with the Rockaholics after the Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning long, we have received texts and phone calls from you Rockaholics that we have not yet had a chance to chat about, but we want to talk to you, so call us up now if there's something you would like to chime in on, anything we've discussed this morning, 206-803-ROCK.
Earlier, we were talking about that band that's going viral on TikTok. They're called Small Town Titans, and what they're doing is they're grabbing the barcode, finding the numbers on a barcode, and using that as guitar tabs so that they could just write songs about Guinness, because they'll find the barcode on whatever product and then write a song. But somebody, you know, a couple people texted and said, hey, if you're checking out Small Town Titans, you need to find their cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. It's incredible. So apparently they're not just doing random product placement songs. They did a cover and I found it. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
The Grinch is a very popular show in our household.
Oh, we were all about The Grinch this past Christmas time. It was awesome.
Yeah, Tatum is obsessed with it. Yeah, they said they did a dark, bluesy, sinister version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which means I probably can't play this for Tatum just yet.
No.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay, I'm already in love with this song.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
I put this in my Christmas playlist in March.
I would do this in a heartbeat. Blast this from my deck.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood.
Scare the neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Your brain is full of spiders. That's pretty awesome.
Small Town Titans.
Small Town Titans. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's on their YouTube page as well.
Ah. Oh.
I want like a Tim Burton version of The Grinch, and then that would be like the theme song.
Dude, Tim Burton version of The Grinch would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it would.
I still stand by the new version of The Grinch, the one with, was it Chance the Rapper?
Yes.
And Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I love it. I actually like that better than the Jim Carrey one. I know, don't hate me.
Lily likes that one better too.
I think it's because I really never paid attention to The Grinch until this year because Tatum's so into it. So that's the one that we've started watching because you like that one better because it's a cartoon as opposed to Jim Carrey.
It's a lot more light and fluffy. It feels less, you know, The Grinch feels less evil.
It's a fun story.
It is very fun. 206-803-ROCK, we are checking in with the Rockaholics and we were talking about barcodes and reading the labels and all that good stuff. Russ in Mount Vernon, you didn't read the label.
Oh, no. No, I've got some of this detailing chemical that's it's acrylic wax, spray wax.
Okay.
I mean, it's good stuff. And I waxed my car. I didn't wear any gloves. And went and used the bathroom. And I got chemical burns on my junk from that.
Wow.
And it's... So wear gloves if you get this... it says very clearly on the label. My wife looked at it. And she says, you know, you're supposed to be wearing gloves. I'm like, eh.
I'll tell you what, Russ, I'm just going to put gloves on and just wear gloves forever now. Because after that story, that's the last thing I ever want to have happen to me.
That's a lot of pain, man.
How?
You get it, you know.
So how long did it last as far as the pain and the burns?
Oh, it took about, the burns, it took about a week and a half, a week or so to heal up.
Did you have to go to a doctor and show it to him?
No. No, because my wife was saying, well, it's chemical burns. They're just going to charge you money. So we, you know, you keep it clean and powder on there. It's kind of funny when you really feel it. But, oh, man, I've never been. The only time I'd ever had pain like that was when I was down in Florida and I got a down there. And
what'd you get down there?
A bad sunburn.
Oh.
I'm sure out there in that Florida sun. It burnt me to a. I had blisters and everything. And,
oh, no.
But, yeah, by all means, where. Wear gloves with those chemicals because I learned the hard way.
Russ, if I'm you, just wear gloves whenever you're near your junk.
And also listen to, have your wife read things first.
But she thought, you know, if you're going to be a nurse for your husband.
I don't know, man.
That would be disturbing.
I might still go to the doctor, even if she said that. I'd just like, look, I understand you're probably right, but this is something that's very important to me. It's not like my foot or like my hand. Like, I'm willing to take a chance at that, but this I need. I mean, I need my feet and my hands too, of course, but
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. Shoot us a text message. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
The Rockaholics are not happy with our friend Sarah over there.
What's new? What is new?
What did I do this time?
What do you think I'm going to tell you? What do you think from this morning that Sarah said that would piss off the Rockaholics?
I feel like there's so many options.
I know. You do open your mouth every once in a while.
That they all really like that singer that I don't like. I already forgot her name.
The weird hippie lady?
Yeah, the hippie girl.
Shannon Blake?
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
That there aren't more pictures of her on the stripper pole.
Nope, it's not that.
Yeah!
What is it?
Barracuda. Because
what? Is it not a fish?
No, it's a fish, but you said it's basic. And texters are texting in to say it's far from basic. Look up Barracuda. They're a badass, super territorial, never wear anything shiny when you're scuba diving with them.
What? They're attracted to shiny things?
Yeah. Apparently. It's another person said a barracuda is not a basic ass fish. It's one of the most ferocious hunters in the ocean.
Wow.
It looks pretty scary.
Okay.
You're just throwing out things that you think you know.
I mean, when I, okay, compared to like what we were talking about, like a cheetah or a lion or a tiger, like that seems way more ferocious and dangerous than a fish.
Someone did say, Steve, you're not the only one, because I thought a barracuda was some like wild cat. And yeah. They're like, I always thought the barracuda was part of the cat family as well.
They do have some wild teeth. I did Google one.
Yeah, it looks like the cheetah of the sea.
It could kill you.
That's what we're going to have as the new motto of the barracuda, the cheetah of the sea.
I feel like now is the time for you to offer an apology to all the rockaholics.
To all the barracuda enthusiasts, all the fishermen.
Am I supposed to apologize now? This is where I go?
Well, we're playing barracuda right now for a reason.
I know, I was like, am I supposed to sing this?
Do you even know the words?
Probably not. I am deeply, deeply sorry to all the rockaholics that I call the barracuda a basic-ass fish. But I will say, I would rather that attack me than like a cougar or a lion or a tiger. So I still kind of stand by what I said.
I mean, we could try and get that to happen. Like put you in a tank with a barracuda and then put you like in like a pen with a cougar and see which one's worse for you.
I think I'm going to be dead in either situation, I guess. Because barracudas, I guess, are hardcore.
If you go swimming with barracudas and they have caught wind of the fact that you were calling them basic fish, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, and you got that shiny ring that you got.
My bling bling. Yeah. I have always wanted to go swimming with sharks, so maybe.
You should swim with the barracudas.
Yeah, I'll add a few barracudas in there. Well, I apologize, rockaholics, because it's a very ferocious fish, I guess.
Yes, period.
Someone said, I'd fight a cheetah on land before a barracuda in the water.
What? No. What would you guys rather battle?
Well, I still don't even know what a barracuda is, to be honest. I got to Google
it. I don't know enough about barracudas to feel like I can.
Oh, F that. Yeah, I'd much rather dance with a cheetah than get in a pool with that thing. That thing looks terrifying.
Well, that is a big boy. I'm not going to lie.
Why are you so dumb to think that is basic?
That is not a basic fish. It's kind of ugly, though.
Why are people losing their minds over bananas? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This story does not impact me at all because I think bananas are trash.
I still can't believe that about you.
If it's in a smoothie or something like that, fine.
What about sliced up?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so it's not just holding the banana and eating it like it's meant to be eaten.
It's just a texture thing for me. That's why like if you put it in a smoothie and I can't, the texture is gone, so it's fine.
What about banana bread?
I'd prefer not to.
What about banana hammocks?
Love.
Okay. At least we can agree on that.
But Trader Joe's just upped the price of a banana, a single banana, for the first time in 2 decades.
Yep. We stopped shopping there because of this.
It's a 21% increase in the price. But we're talking 19 cents to 23 cents.
That's 4 extra cents. You know, I could use that money elsewhere.
Are people outraged or what?
You know what? I would imagine we could go straight to the comments with this as well and find people that are upset about the inflation of banana. What's next? It's going to be 10 cents more? That's why Costco, they've done it right all these years. That hot dog is still $1.50. Yeah. It's been that way for like 30 years.
You start doing 4 cent increases, it's a slippery slope, my friends. They say that they used to sell them by the pound like other stores, but then they started selling them just individually with a fixed price.
So you just buy them per banana?
Per banana.
Is there a reason why?
I don't know.
Actually, there is. I just came across the story.
What is the reason?
Apparently, they did this when a CEO saw an old lady, many years ago, they saw an old lady grab a bunch of bananas, and then she decided, you know what? I'm going to put a banana back. I'm not making this up. This story is bonkers. So she's putting the bananas back. The CEO of Trader Joe's went up to her and is like, why didn't you pull the trigger on the bananas? To which her response was, Sonny, I may not live to that fourth banana.
Wow.
Point taken.
I like how you're laughing. I thought about that too because like even like with the
same old people dead jokes. Good, not me saying them, but when like an old person like cracks a joke about their mortality, I think that's hilarious.
Oh, you would have loved my grandpa then.
Right? I remember I had someone in my family. I was like, hey, how you doing? And they're just like, just waiting to die. And it was like, at first it was very disturbing. And then you realize that was just their form of humor. And then every time I'd hear him, I'm like, well, you're still waiting. It was just like that became a running joke with us.
Every time you ask my grandpa how he wanted, like what he wanted to happen after he died, you know, get cremated, be buried. He would always be like, I want to be stuffed. And I want you to put me on the front porch and do a pulley system. So that way when people drive by, you can pull the pulley and I'll wave at them.
Okay, that's what I always wanted, is to be taxidermy.
Right. See, I think that makes your family feel better about you. Not feel better, but they can stomach the passing of you a lot easier. Like, if all of a sudden, like, Grandpa's cracking jokes like that, when he passed, you're like, well, he was already joking about dying. We're all sad to see him go, but at least he had a good sense of humor on his way out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Captain Underpants was arrested in Pasco, Washington. What the hell does that even mean? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Rush.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, serious question for you. Would you rather be attacked by a barracuda or a cheetah?
Barracuda.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay. All right, a lot of rockaholics would disagree with you, but...
I feel like I'd have a better chance of getting away. I'm a very strong swimmer.
What are you talking about? All the texters are now saying the barracuda is the way to... That's the one you don't want to mess with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one person said we went diving in Australia. There's a dive instructor we were with. He was attacked by a barracuda. It went for his dive mask and tore off half of his face.
Oh, Lord.
Well, a barracuda is going to be a stronger swimmer. What was my other option? A cheetah?
Cheetah
is going to be faster. So really, it would come down to who's fastest on the bike in the triathlon.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you could jump in the water and the cheetah's going to leave you alone.
Yeah.
Barracuda's got you.
That's right.
And then you drown.
Sorry, but I would win on the bike.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Hey, so we got a lot of text messages. Obviously, not a fun story, but our thoughts go out to everybody that has anyone that's in Baltimore.
And, it's wild.
The video footage, if you haven't heard, the Francis Scott Key Bridge just collapsed all into the water because a boat that seemed like it lost its power. It put out a mayday, so fortunately able to tell a bunch of the cars to, hey, get off the bridge or just don't get on the bridge. But it still slammed into part of the bridge, and it just took down the entire bridge.
Collapsed. It's amazing, the video.
Snap of a fingers, the entire thing just collapsed, and there was different reports of how many people are missing. There are six guys that are working in construction crew. They're putting, like, potholes or whatever. They're still not accounted for. But I saw some tweets saying that there's at least 20 people maybe missing.
Jeez.
So who knows exactly how many are missing. But still, what an awful, awful story.
Well, we had that happen here not that long ago.
Up
by Terrence's place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I used to live in Minneapolis, and the freeway bridge collapsed there a few years back. I used to drive across that bridge twice every single day.
This bridge is a long, long bridge, man. And the way it just went down so fast, it's just heartbreaking.
Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, also known as Sean Combs, reportedly on the run as federal authorities have raided his homes in a couple of different places all across the country over some alleged sex trafficking. They also say his private jet has landed in Antigua, but they're not sure if he was on board or not. Also, the cops, I think, like, escorted his kids out of his house in handcuffs. So the story keeps getting more and more intense.
He's like, I'm out. You kids, you handle this. I mean, they're in their 20s, apparently, but still.
It may be just a precaution while they're doing the raids, but obviously more will unfold in this story.
Dad gets on the jet and takes off and leaves the kids at home.
Dad, where are you going? Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just make sure you answer the door. I'm waiting for a package. I'm out. That's so messed up. Hey, a 15-year-old in Pasco, Washington was just arrested because he's one of these idiots that's trying to steal all that everyone's Kias. And apparently he was busted because, well, the cops saw him wearing underwear on his head as a makeshift mask.
Oh, cool.
So I love the Pasco Police Department. They shared this entire story on their Facebook page, and some of their hashtags are just great. They said, officers followed and surrounded the thief. Hashtag speed of the puma. After jumping several fences and running through many backyards, the suspect was captured, hiding under a boat. Hashtag we see you. The thief was a 15-year-old juvenile from Pasco, and he was wearing underwear on his face as covering. Hashtag Captain Underpants. Yes, underwear. We aren't making this up. He was booked into juvenile for two counts of attempted auto theft.
Just this morning, concert goers, Korn has announced a massive tour with special guests Gojira and Spirit Box. They are going to be coming to the Tacoma Dome on October 10th. Tickets for that show will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
That's badass. Gojira's awesome.
Hell yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. Kraken. I don't know if the Kraken are ready, but they're actually taking on a team that is worse than them. I don't know what that means. That maybe the people in Anaheim are like, hey, the Ducks are taking on a team that are just as bad as us. That's right. The Kraken taking on the Anaheim Ducks at Climate Pledge Arena. Hopefully we see a victory and end this 8-game losing streak.
Emilio Estevez still on that team?
Ducks quack together. Gotcha. Quack, quack, quack. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 55 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup. Stay away from them, you 15-year-old from Pasco, Captain Underpants. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!